Hey, thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, get up to 20% off store-wide, plus there's an option to pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. There's fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide at Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Man, I'm excited today. A big night of Monday Night Football, and David's team lost.
Dude, that was so brutal. I went to bed thinking, okay, we're going to win this because I went to sleep at halftime, right? Boy, that was so wrong.
So, David's team, the Oakland Raiders, is that what they are, the Oakland?
Well, they're next year they'll be the Las Vegas Raiders.
Whatever. But Gruden's the new coach, John Gruden.
Yeah.
He's back
yeah.
coaching. And they were talking about, like, it was a big deal for him to win the first game back.
Oh, dude, yeah. And they score on the first drive. You're thinking, this looks great. This looks awesome. People are so hyped and ready. And then they just completely blow it in the second half.
My wife made me turn that game off.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, I just can't do this. I'm like, what do you mean you can't do this? She's like, it's weird seeing, like, a baseball diamond in the middle of the football field.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why they're leaving Oakland, because they wouldn't fund a new stadium. So like, all right, see?
It looks so strange when you see that. But I've discovered that one of my favorite foods is actually supposed to be a healthy food. Well, kind of. It's like a healthy fat. But like, I'm completely addicted right now to guacamole.
Avocados.
As my grandmother would call it, guacamole.
Aw.
So, and I'm trying to put it on everything. Like, I put it on an omelet. You ever put guacamole on an omelet?
Ooh. No, maybe not. Like, sandwiches. Those are good.
Taco salad.
Mm-hmm.
It went in there. Mm-mm. Then I started thinking, I wonder if it would be good on chicken wings and stuff like that. No. Because I love it that much.
Are you being serious?
But here's the weird thing about, like, because I buy the already pre-made guacamole. Because it's actually cheaper than buying the avocados. Because avocados are really expensive.
It's not even guacamole, but it's cheaper.
But it's green. It's like green paste, and it tastes good. It tastes kind of like guacamole.
Right.
But it's weird because once you open that and take out one spoonful, right, and you spread it out and all that stuff, and you put it back in the refrigerator, and it's all sealed up tightly, the next day you go back to your guacamole, and it's brown.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what is it? And is it okay to eat it? Because it doesn't look as edible if it's brown guacamole.
It doesn't look as good.
Mm-mm. So pretty much you have to eat the whole container at once.
Oh my
gosh. You figured it out.
Oh my gosh. But like, you put it on healthy stuff and it's pretty good. But man, you dip some chips in that stuff.
It is good.
Those salty chips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on the guacamole. Especially the brown kind. Man, it's finding a new home for me. In the trash can. I'm not eating that.
Man, it's so good though.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Tuesday, September the 11th of 2018, and today marks 17 years since the terrorist attacks of September the 11th of 2001. On that day, nearly 3,000 people lost their lives during those horrific attacks.
The east coast of the U.S. is bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Florence. The storm has neared a Category 5 strength with winds already near 140 miles per hour. There are mandatory evacuation orders in coastal areas of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia.
And last night on Monday Night Football, the New York Jets blasted the Detroit Lions 48-17, while the Los Angeles Rams defeated the Oakland Raiders 33-13.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So, remember when David proposed to his fiancée, Rachel, and he took her home to his parents' house in his bedroom from his childhood? It was romantic.
I mean, I guess it was, but the way you make it sound like I was adoring.
Yeah, you made that sound really lame.
I didn't mean to, though. I apologize. I publicly apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, this guy had this idea. There's a Spider-Man game that's going to be coming out, and the dude reaches out to the video game makers, and they create a scene, like an Easter egg scene, where he is proposing to his girlfriend in the Spider-Man video game. So the idea is Spider-Man's walking through the city scene, and up on one of those big marquees, it says, Maddie, will you marry me?
Aww.
So he was so excited thinking that his girlfriend of 5 years would see this in the game, and she'd be like, oh my gosh, yes, I do, and all that kind of stuff. Well, the problem was they broke up before the game came out.
Oh, no.
So now in the game, when he plays said game, and that Easter egg is there, and he's able to go there, it brings back the memories of the girl who he's no longer with.
I mean, there's no way he even bought the game, right? I mean, he had to have just avoided that completely.
There's going to be Maddies everywhere thinking that they're being asked to marry them. Like, that's true. Married.
That could cause some drama. What if a dude's, like, about to break up with his girl and she sees it and she's like, oh my gosh, is that for me?
Oh, I never thought about that. Ooh. It's a bad situation, right?
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Can I tell you how it got worse for the guy?
How could it get any worse?
Well, the girl left him, right?
Yeah.
For his brother.
Oh,
stop.
Oh, man. Is that the worst?
Just ask if he can borrow the video game.
It's terrible, right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the beef between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. So it's real, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like each other a whole lot. They're both female rappers, and they were both at an event the other day where there was an altercation.
Right.
Like, they kind of got into it. Their people got into it, and it was kind of bad. Cardi B left with a big welt on her forehead, like a big old knot. Anyway, Nicki Minaj is talking about it now, and I thought I would share it with you.
Oh, geez. Oh,
I don't know why I care, but it's like...
It's funny, yeah.
It's kind of funny to me that they're so mad, and they both kind of are similar, and I think that's why they don't like each other and all of this. Here's what Nicki Minaj had to say about Cardi B. And this deal that happened the other night, she basically says it embarrassed both of them.
I could not believe how humiliated it all felt, because... We, and I use we loosely, and I'm going to clarify we, how we made ourselves look. I want to say that I would never discuss anyone's child. So let me just go on record having said, I would never talk about anyone's child or parenting. I am not a clown.
So that's Nicki Minaj's version. She has finally spoken about the incident with Cardi B.
Well, I'm going to say this. Me and Jonathan Scott, you know, the guy in Property Brothers, have a lot in common.
Really?
We love to entertain the audience.
Yeah.
We love to build homes.
Yes.
And we've both had to decline The Bachelor multiple times now.
Of course that's
multiple.
True.
The
yes.
news has broken that Jonathan Scott, he's the main construction dude in the show Property Brothers. You know, his brother Drew is on the show too, where he tries to sell the house.
Yep.
Anyway, Jonathan has had to decline The Bachelor 3 times.
Really?
Yeah. He said it's not him, it's not me, all this kind of stuff, but come on.
Hmm.
One day, he's going to get that question of, you want to be on The Bachelor? And he's going to say yes.
What guy would say, when they come to you and say, hey, would you like to be on The Bachelor and have 25 women vying for your love? Dude, who turns that down?
I know.
Yeah. A smart one.
That's what I'm thinking. Smart one? What?
David. Audition tape. It's time.
He's engaged, but it's time.
It's time for this. I mean, one last stand.
Yeah, one last hurrah, right?
Oh, my God.
Well,
publicly, in front of the world.
Publicly.
I'm engaged right now, ladies, but here I am. One final stand.
Well, speaking of people that are engaged, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. And recently, she said that she is trying to cut back on her modeling jobs because she wants to make sure that she spends more time with Justin, because as a married couple and as a young married couple, one of the biggest things you can do is to be with each other.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
That's what she's saying. But she says she's going to be really choosy with Fashion Week. That's her big deal, which is going on right now.
Right.
Going forward, because she wants to have the time to be relaxed and spend time with family. And she said that family is always going to come first for her.
Right. And that means when she takes less gigs, she makes more money when she takes a gig. It's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
It's brilliant marketing.
Man.
Hailey Baldwin is brilliant today. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It feels awesome outside. Like, I wish we could just go sit outside.
I know.
I mean, we could, like, I guess.
We could do a morning show picnic.
Out the parking lot.
Yeah, what would you get for a picnic for breakfast? Just
ooh,
donuts?
And a biscuit.
Ooh, biscuits would be good.
Some eggs, bacon, sausage.
All good. What about cured ham? There was a restaurant that used to have great cured ham, and it might be Cracker Barrel. They have the cured
ham.
Isn't it called that?
I guess.
I need some of your cured
ham. I mean, I would
ham.
Just say ham.
But there's two types of ham. There's different hams.
Is there
there's
really?
There's honey-baked ham.
Well, there's that, and then there's like a country ham, which is a more salty one. Like, one ham is more sweet, and the other one's more salty.
Hmm.
Was it ham in Toy Story?
Thank you, David. Let's do this.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Okay, so there's this guy named Matthew in Maine, and he owns 20% of a company called Sea Salt. And like all companies in Maine, they were selling lobsters.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, old Matthew over here was secretly stealing these lobsters.
Oh, wow.
He set up a fake client and pretended he was shipping it there, but in reality, he was just taking these lobsters to sell them on this lobster black market.
Really?
Yeah, I never knew something like that existed, but it does exist. Because this dude went away with $1.5 million of lobsters before everyone else caught him.
That is not true.
Think about how many lobsters that would have to be. I don't know what the market price on something like that would be, but $1.5 million worth of lobsters?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of lobster tail.
Man, that's good stuff, though. That butter.
Y'all, it's so, so good. But anyway, now, there's a criminal investigation going on. They just filed a lawsuit against him. More than likely, this dude's going to prison for a long time.
Wow.
All because of just a little bit of tail, lobster tail. But I did read this deal about a Maine fisherman. Did you hear about this?
No, I haven't heard about this.
What happened to the Maine fisherman when he was late to work?
No, what happened, David?
He lobster his job.
Wait. What?
It's more so supposed to be like lost, but lobster.
Did you write that one yourself this morning?
Yeah.
You did, didn't you?
That one didn't work out like I thought it would.
Did you write it yourself?
Maybe I did, okay?
See, I knew it.
There's even, let's move on. There's more proof.
Wait, hang on. Listen to David, everybody.
And there's more proof that people are crazy. Jeez.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Fortnite is taking over the world. Now there's going to be a monopoly based on Fortnite.
I saw that. My kids will want that for Christmas.
Will they play Monopoly?
They like it, yeah.
When's the last time you played?
It's probably been a few months.
David, last time you've played?
Been a couple of years. I have Star Wars Monopoly, though, so it's pretty awesome.
Didn't they do Golden Girls Monopoly?
Yes.
Like, they do all those
They've
different
They've done a
themes.
Bunch of different ones. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could do one on us.
The morning show.
So imagine, like, my character would be just like a bald head.
Yeah.
Almost like a mannequin head.
Mine would be a little barrel.
What would Kelly's be?
I have to think on that one.
How about a ninja star?
That's a good one right there. Brandon Baxter in the Morning Monopoly. Coming soon to a retailer near you.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
A school in Georgia is bringing back paddling. Basically, the kids are going to be given a couple of warnings, and on the third strike, you get paddled.
Dang.
But the parents have to say, okay, it's okay if you, you know, paddle my kid and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was in school, like in elementary school especially, like they had us scared to death that the principal, if you acted up, could paddle you. And you'd hear the stories about how big the paddles were and how some of the principals would have holes in the paddle.
Mm-hmm.
That way the paddle would travel faster to your backside.
Oh.
It just gives me chills thinking about it, man. That's like, I can go back and remember when I got paddled. That's awful.
I moved around a lot as a kid, but I can remember in one school that I was in, they would get like the one kid that was being bad or whatever and take him out into the hallway and you would hear it. And so like everyone would hear it out in the hallway so that, I mean, the teachers were good for about a week because you would hear one paddle and then everybody was scared to death.
I remember that happened in my class too. They took this kid off and they paddled him like five times.
They did not.
Right? It was like first grade, so he had those joint bathrooms, so they took him in there and they paddled him, and all of us, it was like, you could hear a pin drop in that room.
You think they really paddled the kids?
Yes.
Or were they like doing that as a threat, and he was really like paddling the librarian or something like that?
No.
That's weird.
Hey, we're going to pretend like we're paddling you. We want you to go back to the classroom and cry.
Okay, maybe. They couldn't get the kid to do that.
No, they paddled this dude. I know they did.
I can tell you now, in 2018, that if my son were to go to school and be paddled, my wife would come unglued.
They would have to call you first. It's a sign thing.
Really? But I don't think she would approve that.
Yeah.
Would you approve that if somebody wanted to paddle your kids?
It all depends. And there's some parents that will come up and they want to be the ones that administer the paddle.
I can see that.
Can you do that? Can a parent come up there and paddle?
I don't think so now.
Oh, okay.
But in the past.
Wow. I'm just thinking that we wouldn't be okay with somebody else doing that
right.
type of thing. You tell me what my child did, let me discipline when my child gets home. Especially at a point where, you know, so many people are against spanking now.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you can't even, you know, when I was a kid, back yeah. in my day, I'd get a spanking. Yeah. But it wasn't my mom because, like, you know, by the time I was about 8, I was the size of my mom. Oh, and I was little. But my grandmother, man, we had this big weeping willow tree. You know what those are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those, like, almost like, what do you call, like a whip?
Go get you a switch.
That's what Nana would say. Golly. I can't, Bob, go get a switch right now. And I'd try to find the one that was breaking.
But my grandmother would say, go find a switch. And you'd go out there and kind of get like a small one. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, I'm going to go find a real one.
Oh,
that's brutal.
Like that weeping willow tree. I just have this vision of it outside of my house. It was mm-hmm. like right in our front yard by the front door. And it was massive.
God.
And you'd have the weeping willow branches mm-hmm.
the
everywhere.
The branches, yeah.
I can still picture this. This is I've gotten chills this entire time because I can envision myself getting paddled.
All right. Did you really get spanked?
In high school, I did. Yeah, because I skipped out class early and went to lunch. And it was the basketball coach's class. And boy, he was mad.
Did you get spanked in front of people?
No, it was like a group of us that got paddled, and we all sat in the same room together, and we heard everybody else get paddled, but no one else watched
this. That's torture.
I never got paddled because I was afraid of it.
I didn't either.
Yeah, we were better kids than David. Did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt. Are you kidding?
So, like, they laid it in.
Oh, yeah. It was the principal who did it. Luckily, it wasn't the coach, but, man, I don't think it matters who does it. Getting paddled hurts.
All right, put it up on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079. Would you approve of your child getting paddled? Also, we'll open up the phone lines too. I knock out a couple calls if you guys have any opinions. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
A school in Georgia is reinstating paddling. And as soon as we said that, the phone lines opened up. And we're going to the phones right now. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. Hey, KFINE, who's this?
Sam.
What's going on with you this morning?
Taking the children to school.
All right. So what if you got the call that your child was being bad? Would you allow your child to be spanked?
More than likely, yes.
Really?
Yes. Actually, it happened when she was in kindergarten.
Right.
And it didn't matter, you know, what we said or what the teacher said. If we got color cards changed, it just nothing was affecting her.
Right.
And so she was sent to the office several times. I know she sounds like a horrible child, but she really isn't.
Hey, trust me, we've been through the phases, too.
So finally, it was like maybe if we show her that we're not kidding this time, that it'll work. And so we had her paddled.
Did you have to go up there for it?
No, they would not allow me in the
really?
Room.
Did it work?
And, no.
Oh, man.
I mean, maybe for a few days, but she also has some ADHD. So, I mean, not that that's an excuse, because it's totally not, but it's a different situation than some other parents may have to deal with.
So let's say you got the call again. Would you allow it to happen again?
Yes, I would allow it. They do have to call me first, and I have to understand the situation. I mean, you're not going to paddle my kid because they stepped out of a line or something. I mean,
right.
That's a little ridiculous, but... When other measures have been taken and they're not working, maybe you should try something else.
All right, we appreciate your call this morning. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're talking paddling. Would you allow your child to be paddled at school if they were needing to be disciplined? It's up on Facebook right now.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079. Let us know what you think on that.
All right, I have one question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go ahead and do these birthdays. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Tuesday, September the 11th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Kelly Cochran of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Terry Lawson, also from Jonesboro. Happy birthday. Carrie Jensen is 28 today. Morgan Simmons, happy birthday. Tracy Wineland of Jonesboro celebrates. Lori Everett from Wynn has a birthday, as does Wendy English, who is also from Wynn, who celebrates today. Larry Wilson Sr. of Jonesboro has a birthday, and Jessica Bruce from Wynn celebrates as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Man, this takes me back. Ludacris turning 41 years old today.
What's the best Ludacris song?
He had a lot in like the mid-2000s, but God, it's hard to choose from.
You mean to play my favorite Ludacris?
Okay.
And it just so happens to be country Ludacris. Y'all remember this one?
Ludacris, and I'm feeling like $1 million. Stacked up all $100 bills. Got a whole six pack on ice, but I'm riding on the hottest wheel. Seat back and I'm curving, swerving. Put my pedal to the metal like I'm racing. Turn it up and let the speakers scream for Mr. Aldean, but I call him Jason. Reminiscing on the good times, cool. Water balloons, super soakers, wet t-shirts, women in bikinis, Kenny Rogers, penny loafers, smoke blowing out the window, and all my problems aside, just feel that summer breeze, lay back, kick it and enjoy the ride.
That's good stuff right there. Happy birthday, Ludacris.
Do I sound cool when I do that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to mess this one up. Taraji P. Henson.
I think that's close.
That's pretty close.
Taraji, right?
Uh-huh. Cookie on Empire turning 48 years old today. Harry Connick Jr. is 51. American Idol judge and also the star of Independence Day.
All right.
Thanks,
he's
David.
Making this really weird.
Paul Heyman is 53. Is that right?
Yeah.
From the WWE. Tommy Shaw from Styx turning 65 years old today.
Look at that. David's type of music.
Yeah, take me back.
They did this one too. Happy birthday, Tommy Shaw.
And Charles Kelly from Lady A is 37 years old
Ooh,
today.
Let's do this one right here.
How about, baby, we make a promise and not promise anything more. Situations only get worse in the morning light. Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
Charles Kelly, I took my picture with him, and I look like I am vertically challenged in that photo.
He's what, 6'6"?
He's tall, man. I'm like, I look silly. They did that one, and of course, more Lady Antebellum. Happy birthday to Charles Kelly. Another birthday just came in from social media.
Avery Gossett of Jonesboro is 3. Cassie Bratton from Steele, Missouri. Happy birthday. And then I'm going to have to say this one. John Cobble, his birthday is today. Our friends in Hawaii. So happy birthday to John.
Yeah, he listens every morning in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Like, how great is their life?
On their run in the beautiful mountains and ocean.
With Alexa Vega.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they even opened an Ultimate Air in Maui.
Yeah. That's
and we awesome. Have a standing invitation to go and hang out there.
We just have to get there.
So, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Carrie Jensen, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So another country star is headed to The Voice in a new part of The Voice, a new coaching position on The Voice. And we're talking about Kelsea Ballerini. She made the announcement on her social media, and it sounded like this.
I am so excited to be the first ever fifth coach for the Contestants.
I personally selected 6 artists to come back for this competition.
Yes.
None of them turned a chair, but all of them have something incredibly special about them.
Think about this being the last thing that you get to sing. Nothing to hold back. I'm going to coach these 6 artists through a series of comeback battles. Only 2 of them will earn the chance to compete for America's Votes, and 1 will win the final spot in The Voice live shows. They're going to shock everyone.
That video's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon, big news for your girl, Carrie Underwood. She's going to be receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this month on September 20th. There's going to be a little ceremony if you want to go.
Oh my gosh, where is it?
In front of Capitol Records building.
Oh, in Hollywood.
Yeah. So guess who's going to be there to help her unveil her star?
Mike Fisher.
Listen,
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous.
Mr. Jealousy Pants.
I'm not jealous.
No, Simon Cowell, who is one of the judges on American Idol, oh, yeah. She won the fourth season, and her buddy Brad Paisley are going to be there helping her.
That's
so
pretty awesome.
And don't forget, her new album's coming out this Friday, Cry Pretty.
Cry Pretty. You can pretty lie and say it's okay. You can pretty smile and just walk. Morning, perfection.
Oh my goodness.
I think she is, and I think everybody agrees.
She's pretty perfect.
Yeah. So we are always first with new music on K-Fine, and Jake Owen has a new song out called Down to the Honky Tonk.
Oh, let's play that one. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. We're all bouncing. Can't deny it. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. Should we all do it?
Yep.
I go got a girl.
Oh.
To the honky-tonk, I go down. To the honky-tonk, I go down. Okay, anyway.
Well, you know, with most new singles, a video comes along with that very, very soon. And that's what happened with Jack Owen. He has a new video out right now with Down to the Honky-Tonk.
What just happened?
I don't know.
David looked at us like he didn't know what planet he was on.
I gave you a blank look like, what? I don't know what just happened. It all went out okay, but I don't know. Anyway, Jake Owen has a new video for Down at the Honky Tonk. I'm going to stop explaining it.
Yes.
You can go watch it on just the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David has come to us collectively, all of us together, his morning show friends, and he needs help. He's at the crossroads in his relationship. He's questioning things, and we're here to help.
What are you questioning, David?
Well, 747. Okay. My fiance, Rachel, will be in school by now, so I don't have to worry about
what grade
spoiling
is she
anything.
In?
She's in sixth grade. Teaching sixth grade.
Wow. All right.
Stop.
Did you see his face?
Full disclosure. Him making that joke made him extremely awkward. And if everybody could have seen his face after he said it, he is blood red right now.
His head is in his hands.
David, if you could take that joke back, would you take it back?
Yes. I can tell by his face, yes. He's sweating.
You really are sweating. Why did you make that joke?
You set me up.
Why didn't you're a creep. All right, weirdo, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, my fiance Rachel, she enters her Jordan year tomorrow.
Her what?
Her Jordan year. Her Michael Jordan year. She turns 23.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Oh.
So, but I don't have a clue on what I should get her for her birthday. No idea. None. Because
what does she like?
If you say
Netflix.
I don't know.
She likes Netflix.
Well, get her Netflix.
She already has Netflix.
Well, subscribe longer. Honey, I extended your subscription to Netflix.
For one night.
Get her a Netflix comforter for her bed.
You could.
Like,
what could you, like, okay, so you're watching Netflix. She likes to watch Netflix. So we know there, so we go with things that are based around that. What about a new television?
Jeez, dude, what kind of money do you think I'm about to drop?
Or what's her favorite show that she's watching right now?
She's been addicted to Supernatural lately.
Well, get online and look for some Supernatural, like, stuff.
Her birthday's tomorrow. It's a little bit late.
Yeah, there's that.
What about a My Pillow?
My Pillow. What is that?
That's soft pillow. That way, when she's watching TV, she has a soft pillow.
Oh, like the best pillow ever. With
yeah,
the
guy
with
the mustache.
Yes.
He did say that when they sit on the couch together, they sit at opposite ends earlier this morning.
Why is that?
I don't know. She doesn't like people touching her.
You're her
That's
fiance.
Just you.
But legit, I don't know what to get her. I'm stuck here like...
A massage.
She, you know, I've already done that.
A manicure, pedicure.
A massage?
What's wrong with that?
For whatever reason.
She probably likes it.
Well, she said she was like, I didn't like people touching me. Again, there you go.
Okay, so then you have a good idea.
Manny Petty.
Leslie loves that every time I get it for her.
Maybe a manicure, but I know she won't like a pedicure because she doesn't like people touching her feet.
What about makeup? All girls love makeup.
I've done that like every year.
How about a puppy?
Are you being serious? A puppy? A puppy.
Well, you're saying no to everything else.
I can't do that.
What about clothes? What's trendy right now? What's like a...
Brandon.
What?
I cannot go get her clothes.
A gift certificate to get clothes. And then you go with her and be like, oh, that looks good.
There's all kinds of trendy boutique clothes I see all the time on my social media.
Getting clothes for a girl as a guy is setting yourself up for failure.
So essentially, you're poo-pooing on everything we say.
I'm not poo-pooing on anything. I've already done all this stuff. It's good ideas. I'm just looking for something new.
How about a copper pan?
What about a fiance that doesn't wait till the last minute?
Yeah.
Do you think I should get her a new man? Is that what you're saying?
What about a night away from you?
Ding, 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 ding. Where's your bell?
Spend for like a girl's trip for her and some girlfriends to go out to dinner.
She's already done that several times this year.
Oh, those vacations she takes?
Yeah, she gets away from me pretty often.
Rent an entire movie theater and go watch her favorite movie.
Do you know how much that would cost?
That's sweet.
Maybe hundreds of dollars.
Okay.
We're just giving you options.
What are you planning on spending, David? 10 or 15 bucks?
Well, I mean...
He's nodding yes.
Is there a cap? Is there a limit again?
Well, I mean, you know.
It's the $30 cap he has.
Dude, that doesn't even work. You can't even go to a nice dinner for that.
I kind of got her something big already this year.
It's not her birthday, David.
That ring. Hello?
No, not her birthday.
Do you need help?
I need a lot of
help. No joke. But outside of me and Kelly, why don't you put this out there, and I'll open up the phone lines too if anybody has any ideas. Good gift ideas for David to buy his fiance.
And remember, the birthday's tomorrow, so he has no time.
We've named everything.
Getting my notepad.
All right, 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. Or you can go to social media and message David. It's at David on KFIN.
On Twitter and Instagram. I need help, please.
All right. Yes, he does.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David the Barrel Boy's fiance has her 23rd birthday tomorrow, and David doesn't know much about her and doesn't know what she would enjoy.
I'm pretty sure
we go through this every year.
We said to David, hey, what does she like to do?
Well, she likes to watch Netflix.
Well, she does. I know that.
Don't we all?
Yeah. So 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios.
Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Donna.
Donna, where are you calling from?
Calling from Raven Den.
Donna, do you have some advice for me on how I can celebrate my fiance's birthday tomorrow?
Well, I am going to add to what has already been said, okay?
Okay.
When I sit and watch TV on Netflix, because I like your fiance, I like to watch Netflix, and I have like a fuzzy little pillow, but I have a blanket, like a blanket that I used to like cover my feet or so mix and match like a fuzzy pillow and a blanket that she can cuddle up to, since she doesn't like to cuddle. See, you could do that, and that would be a nice gesture.
Every time I'm sitting on the couch, if we're in the living room, I have a blanket over my lap every time.
Me too.
See, that she needs one then.
Yep, that's a great idea, Dave.
I like that. I can get like a little monogram done.
Yep,
something like that.
Yep.
That's really good. It's something she
enjoys. You can get a picture put on a blanket of you and her.
Or of just me, so I'm always there.
Oh gosh.
My goodness. There you go.
put it together with the fuzzy pillow and you got it, right?
Cool.
You're not spending a whole, like, breaking your bank.
See?
And you've got, like, a whole set to go.
You are my type of person. Thank you.
You're welcome.
870-935-KFINE, your direct line to the KFINE studios. Help David the Barrel Boy find his perfect gift. Of course, new music is always first on KFINE, and here's new stuff from Kip Moore. This song is called Last Shot, and it's on the big 107.9 KFINE.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David the Barrel Boy's girlfriend, fiance, turns 23 tomorrow. He doesn't have any idea what to get her. She doesn't like anything, evidently.
I'm sure she does.
Well, you said no to all of our ideas.
I've done so much of all of that, though. It's been great ideas, and thank you.
You're about to get married, David.
Ideas.
Right, David. So, can I give you one more idea? And the phone lines, people are all over the phone lines, too. I have an idea of something that I did one time that was amazing.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a bunch of photos of you and Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay. Go into your movie program on your Lenovo and take all those photos in there and set that to her favorite song, like the history of your relationship.
Oh, man.
Dude, I did this once for my wife. And actually, I can even show it to you if you want, because I still have it here. And it's really good.
Okay. I want to see it.
So, and the song I used is one of my wife's favorite songs. It was this one right here.
You're still the one I
Dude. So she goes through the photos of our journey together with this song playing in the background.
Aww.
It was awesome. Maybe the best thing I've ever done in my life.
You just keep regifting that to her every year.
I really should, because I might
anniversary, birthday.
Here's another one. I added a couple of photos.
Labor Day, Flag Day.
870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios to help David out this morning.
Good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Alexis Seahaver. I was calling to give David maybe an idea for a birthday gift.
Well, he needs some help.
Please.
Okay, so my idea was just something me as a wife, and do they have any kids?
No, we don't have any kids.
No kids. Okay, well, that would be even better. But just something as simple as making sure when she comes home, the house being clean, just kind of give her a break.
Yes.
Do everything for her. Don't let her do anything. Maybe run a hot bath. If your budget is $10, $15, do something like just go get some cheap rose petals and put them in the bathtub with maybe some candles lit or something.
That's a win-win, Dave.
Great.
It's good for her.
It's perfect for her, and it's cheap. I love it.
I would just love my house to be clean. Dishes are done. Laundry's done. Folded. Put it away. Dishes are put away. Dinner may be made for myself. So if you want to make dinner at home, can you cook?
I can cook okay.
What would you make, David?
Hot dogs.
Boil some hot dogs.
I love the idea.
Like,
get her a bath bomb with the roses around there.
Yeah.
And oh, that's
there
awesome.
There you go. Yep. And just the most romantic thing is maybe like have just a couple candles in the bathroom, and maybe you could even go get a pillow, like from Walmart, a cheap pillow, and so she could like lay her head down and just relax in the bath.
Oh, girl, you just roll up a towel. She'll be good.
There you go.
And it's simple and it's sweet.
There you go, and it's relaxing.
And relaxing.
And then if she don't like people touching her, maybe you could give her a massage afterwards.
Oh,
yes,
David.
Alexis.
I love where this is going.
He'll be late to work on Thursday.
I mean, it worked for me, so.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
No problem. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have Brian Arnold from JPD in the studio. Welcome in, Mr. Brian Arnold.
How's it going?
And we have Zach Chester in from the Jonesboro Fire Department. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning.
You were just hanging with us last week. We were complimenting your mustache.
Yeah.
I do like the mustache.
Well, I left my wax at the in my other vehicle, actually, so it's kind of Lorax looking today.
Mm. Oh, so it was. Last week it was a little more curved.
Lorax.
Well, David didn't get to see that last week because
I missed that. Yeah.
You guys, a lot of people would say, here we are on 9/11 heroes, police and firefighters and the stuff that you all do is heroic every day, and I think we should thank you guys every day.
No, go ahead.
No, I saw you pointing.
No, it was.
This is the battle. This is the battle that I've seen for so many years between fire and police, right?
Yeah, not really a battle.
Like it's a playful battle.
Oh, very much so.
So later on tonight, it's Tip a Hero, and we talk about this every year. It's a way to raise money and tell us why this is an event that you really, Brian, have worked with for so many years now.
You know, Special Olympics is near and dear to my heart. I've done this for many years, but just the athletes, and I'll put it this way. Once you get involved with the athletes and you see the athletes and how much they care about you, and it's just thank you for being there, thank you for helping. It's just amazing. And so we do this to help raise money so that they can go to these competitions throughout not just our area here, but state and international competitions as well. And it doesn't cost them a dime, and that's why I'm out here.
So Tip a Hero, Zach, is actually happening tonight.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the when and where of this event.
All right. Fat City, 5 o'clock until I think it says 9. But if people show up at 9:15, I'm sure we'll still be around and taking orders and bringing drinks and giving each other hard times.
So it's actually your job is you're going to be on the wait staff tonight.
Yes.
Are you good at that?
No.
For the most part, yes. I told you earlier, the one order that I've messed up in my waiting history was my wife's.
That is not the one to mess up.
No. How did you do that?
I actually forgot to bring their salads completely. And I don't think I realized it until after the event.
Right. Oh, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. So, again, the way this is going to work is we go there and have a great dinner at Fat City. And then, what is it? Whatever we tip?
Yes. Yes. 100% of the tips go to Special Olympics. The wait staff has given up their tips. Now, the owner is, of course, compensating them for it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For an hourly wage. Yeah. Can't talk this morning. He is graciously going to pay them an hourly rate. And then firemen, law enforcement will be helping the wait staff deliver the food. We will not take the orders.
Right. Oh, we don't want that.
I mean,
we do not want that.
I mean, Zach just proven we'll screw it up.
Right, yeah.
So we'll be there just to try to be pretty and bring your drinks out to you and your food. And but all the tips go towards Special Olympics.
And I think it's a great event, and it's obviously a day where a lot of people are thinking about the heroes on 9/11. So tip a hero later on tonight at Fat City. And a shout-out to Fat City, because they don't have to do that.
No, they don't. We partnered with them a few years ago, and it's been a great partnership with them.
Well, and the idea that they're going to take care of the wait staff on top of that, that's really special.
Very much so.
So tip a hero later on tonight in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the mega beef between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. So if you didn't hear, there was this big altercation over the weekend where these two rappers, who are both female rappers, were in the same spot. And evidently there's some bad blood there. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And there was an altercation that led to some knots on foreheads and stuff like that. So Nicki Minaj has gone publicly and talked about it now. And I guess part of it stems from Cardi B is accusing Nicki Minaj of talking trash about her and stuff like that. I have the audio. Would you guys like to hear Nicki Minaj?
Of course.
This is our good, close, personal friend, Nicki Minaj, regarding Cardi B.
I could not believe how humiliated it all felt because we, and I use we loosely, and I'm going to clarify we, how we made ourselves look. I want to say that I would never discuss anyone's child. So let me just go on record having said, I would never talk about anyone's child or parenting. I am not a clown.
There you go, Nicki Minaj on the beef and the altercation with Cardi B.
Well, I got you guys up on the Property Brothers. So on the Property Brothers on HGTV, Drew Scott is the guy who mainly sells the house.
Yeah.
But Jonathan is the one who does the big remodeling. So he basically creates the home. And me and Jonathan are so much alike because we love to entertain people. Mm, we love to build homes.
Oh,
and
right.
We've had to decline The Bachelor several times.
Mm.
In fact, Jonathan, he just declined last month for the third time to be The Bachelor.
Wow.
And you know, typically they pick the guy off The Bachelorette to go on to The Bachelor, but sometimes they kind of go out of the box and they ask Jonathan. He said no. He said, a show like that is just not for him.
Man, that would be a smash hit if he were on there,
though. Oh, my gosh. Ratings would go through the roof.
Yep.
Got your gossip on Justin Bieber and his fiance, Hailey Baldwin. So recently, Hailey said she wants to cut back on her modeling gigs so she can spend more time with Justin. And she says she wants basically to start off the marriage and the relationship first. And she wants to keep family, or she wants to put her family first above all of her jobs. And that's what you're going to have to do to be happy. So. Mm.
And when you say that, I'm taking less gigs, what happens? You make more money.
Yeah.
You're more exclusive.
And it's nice when your fiance is a multimillionaire.
There's that.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't hurt either. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. It's David, the barrel boy. Thanks for having us on this morning. So, you know, sometimes stories hit us and they're from all over the country, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes we hear stories from right here in this area. And this story happens to come to us from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, man.
There's a man on South 3rd Street in Memphis. And he's down near a Walgreens store. And people, as they approach the store, realize that the man is showing too much.
Oh,
like he doesn't have a shirt on.
No. It's not the shirt they're worried about.
Oh, it's other things.
They're worried about the pants.
Oh.
The lack of britches, y'all. This is happening in Memphis.
Then I'm walking in Memphis.
So he's there in front of Walgreens.
He's walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam.
And people see him and call the authorities. You're not allowed to expose yourself in public in Memphis. I don't know if you guys realize
that. What do you mean?
Did you know that was something?
Man, no.
So the cops get there and they approach said individual who has exposed himself. And they're like, hey, man, what's the deal here? And the story is, quote, from the person who was exposing himself, y'all can't let me have no fun. Once again, y'all can't let me have no fun. Because his idea of fun is exposing himself in Memphis.
Is it like the flasher from The Office? You remember that?
I can't remember that part.
There was a flasher in The Office.
Who was it?
Probably Meredith.
So advice if you're going to Memphis, this is not a good idea. It doesn't look good when it hits the media either, right? So I'm just thinking, like, there's no way I could ever be that guy.
No.
Like, who does that?
I don't know.
Who is so proud that they think they should do that? Because it ain't me, y'all. I'm telling you that right now. You know?
What?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's always funny when people do these surveys and these research projects where they take all this time to talk to thousands of people and they find out things that are so basically obvious. Like, there's one that talks about how teenagers prefer texting over having face-to-face dealings with people.
I think everyone knows that.
Yeah, and it's not just teenagers either.
Right.
You think it's everybody?
Mm-hmm. I would much rather prefer to text somebody as opposed to talk to them.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to text me before calling me?
Yeah, because calling's just a pain.
So what if you have something important to talk about? Is it you walk over to my office or you text me?
It depends on, I try to scale everything 1 to 10. If it becomes over a 7,
yeah,
I'll probably talk to you in person. But if it's like a 2, I ain't going to walk to your office.
That's a good rule of thumb.
To rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. They say 6 years ago in the research study, about 70% of teenagers used Facebook as their main social media. Right?
Wow.
It's totally dropped off. Teens aren't even using it nearly like they used to.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you see who adds you on Facebook, at least in our, for us, it always appears to be people older, kind of around our age or a little bit older. And they say that the number one thing for teenagers right now to communicate on is Snapchat.
I can see that. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, because I was in a meeting at A-State a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about ways to reach out to the college audience. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, is a Snapchat filter even important anymore? Is it something people do? And they said they didn't feel that was vibing with the people on campus anymore.
Hmm. Really?
Like, kind Snapchat's not the thing.
We need to come up with the next big thing.
ChapSnat.
Let's work on that.
ChapSnat.
What's the idea behind it, David? Go. You're on Shark Tank.
Send pictures to people and you have stuff.
Sign me up.
Will you fund me?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So one of my favorite country females is now headed to The Voice. She's going to be the fifth coach. And essentially the idea behind this is they're going to take people who nobody turned their chair around for and give them another chance. Mm. And this country star is going to coach them. And the country star is Kelsey Ballerini.
Hey.
Headed to the upcoming season of The Voice.
So Carrie Underwood is going to be receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this month, September 20th, so we can all go to the little ceremony. But it's going to be in front of the historic Capitol Records. And guess who's going to be there to help her unveil it?
Who's going to be there, Kelly?
Simon Cowell, who was, you know, the mean judge that everyone did kind of like on American Idol. And then Brad Paisley. So they're going to help be there with her and take pictures and all that kind of stuff. And don't forget, her album Cry Pretty comes out this Friday.
Sweet. Carrie Underwood.
You know, with every new single, there's usually a video to follow right behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Owen has a new song out, Down on the Honky Tonk.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone.
There it is.
Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down.
honky-tonk. So that song is out.
I go down
to the honky-tonk. I go down
to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go.
Yeah, okay. I need to stop. Let Jake Owen sing it. And you can watch the video. It's pretty cool. It's in downtown Nashville. He goes out to a honky-tonk. He's all dressed up kind of like he's Midland or something.
Right.
I don't know. Elvis almost. Anyway, sure. The video is up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have the live semifinals of America's Got Talent. That's on at 7 o'clock on NBC. Bachelor in Paradise, we have the fifth season finale tonight, 7 o'clock on ABC. The 40th season premiere of Inside the NFL is on at 8 o'clock on Showtime. And one final show that's on TV tonight is Beat Shazam on the Fox Television
Network. Wait to not watch
that's
it.
That's on at 7 o'clock where they have the best people on that show imaginable.
I've never seen it.
She's boycotting the show because she didn't make it. What if they still called you? Because we joke about this every week. What if they still called you and said, hey, we want you to come on the show now?
Okay.
You said,
she's cool with the show then.
My favorite show. I love that show. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.